Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Welcome to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. And this is producer Lynn Ball. I wonder if you've ever kept any old love letters. Rachel Dalby, who used to work with Torch as a radio producer, remembers getting a love letter from God. The story starts when she was sitting beside the hospital bedside of her young son in another country. Reading along with Rachel is Carol.
We were on holiday in Switzerland. My husband, Russ, had gone back to the hotel to rest after doing his stint of bedside handholding and waiting. We'd had to cancel our flight home, but after 3 days of this, we'd found some kind of routine. It was late evening and the ward was closing down around me. I was trying to stay cheerful, but as the sun went down and the ward lights dimmed, my reserve started to run down too. I felt lonely and unloved, even though I knew that William, just two at the time, would get better from that really nasty virus. Watching his little chest rising and falling, I leaned my head onto the bed and closed my eyes. I told God how annoyed I was with him for letting this happen. My thoughts became darker as tears started to roll down my cheeks and onto the blanket. Reaching for a tissue in my rucksack, my hand touched a leaflet, so I pulled it out. "There is a letter for you," it said on the front. A couple of hours before William became ill, we'd been in a mountain village having fun in a toddler's play area. We'd been approached by a tall woman, probably in her 50s. She put the leaflet into my hand, saying, "This is something important for you." I'd politely taken it, assuming it was something about a takeaway pizza place or a local tourist attraction, and I'd stuffed it into my rucksack. Sitting in the hospital, I started to read it, and this is what it said.
"There's a letter for you today, and it's a big one. So big that it's impossible for you to finish reading it today. It is especially addressed to you and comes from abroad, from very far away. From China or Australia? From much farther. From the stratosphere? From much farther. It comes from a country where it is never night. From the heavenly country. What is the sender's name? God the Almighty. He knows you. He loves you. He takes the trouble to write a long, wonderful letter to you. This letter is the Bible. People who wrote the books of the Bible heard the voice of God. They wrote what God wanted them to write. God breathed into the writers who were his servants. God's breath, his voice, was in their hearts. The breath of his Holy Spirit."
I turned the leaflet over, and on the back page was a sticker which said, "The Bible, a love letter from God, your Father. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God." Well, I'd picked up the Bible many times before, but for the first time I saw it in a new way, as a love letter personally addressed to me. I didn't need to feel lonely or unloved. Back at the hotel, I pulled the Gideon's Bible out of the bedside drawer and I fell asleep reading it. I've read enough of the Bible now to understand that it's the most wonderful love letter that a loving parent could ever write. I've realised that true love doesn't always say the things we want to hear. Nor does true love write only the things that make us feel good. Real love is honest and challenging. So God's letter to us isn't always a comfortable read, far from it, but it is a love letter.
Have you ever read God's love letter, the Bible? If you'd like to read it in Braille or large print or audio, you can get help from Torch Trust, the Christian organisation with a range of services for people with sight loss. Our client services team can help you. Just telephone 0333 123 1255 to speak to someone or leave a message.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.